Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. Hey everyone, do you use essential oils, or maybe you're just curious about using them and you want to make sure you know how to use them before you get started? Then you have come to the right place. My name is Leah Jacobson, a certified clinical aromatherapist, essential oil educator, speaker, author, and all of that good stuff. But most importantly, I am your go-to when you have a question about how to use essential oils safely, no matter which brand you use. Now let's get started on today's podcast. So this week we had a question in the Using Essential Oils Safely Facebook group if it was okay to add essential oils to sunscreen. This woman's son did not like the smell of sunscreen, and she was wondering if it would ruin the effects of sunscreen or if it could cause any issues. So my reply to her is, yeah, I would not mess with the formula for sunscreen. And also there are certain essential oils which are actually phototoxic, and we will talk about that later this week. But this also reminds me of a pretty common question that we get if essential oils can work as sunscreens. You may have seen a meme or information circulating that carrot seed essential oil and some other essential oils actually have a decent amount of SPF. However, this is not true. And if you rely on only essential oils to protect you from the sun, you are going to end up burned. So if you've seen those memes, you have probably seen that carrot seed essential oil is purported to have 38 to 40 SPF, but this is not accurate. So please be safe when you are using sunscreens. Do not add essential oils to your sunscreens. Some of them are actually phototoxic, and it will dilute the ingredients and not provide as good coverage. If you are interested in learning which sunscreens that I recommend, you can find my post on my website using eossafely.com/sunscreen. And that also has information on Burn Soother recipe, my really great Burn Soother recipe, which is amazing for soothing any burns that you may get. And I will go ahead and review that in tomorrow's tip and explain more about that recipe. But today I really wanted to focus on the myth that essential oils can offer any SPF protection. That just is not safe. So if you choose to use sunscreens, then please make sure that you are using sunscreens which don't contain essential oils, and that you don't add essential oils to them to further dilute their efficacy. If you are enjoying these tips that I have just about every day and you want to know where to find more, you can find all of these over at usingeossafely.com/eotips. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like more information about using essential oils safely, you can visit my website over at usingeossafely.com. Have a suggestion for another podcast episode, or have a question for me about using essential oils? Go ahead and shoot me an email. My personal email is leah@usingeossafely.com. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcasts. To get a signed copy of my book, or to access the course which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book or /course, for those resources.